This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to Money Control. My name is Nishant and I welcome you all to this edition of Hot Stocks podcast. We spoke to Karan Pai, a technical analyst at GEPL Capital. He gave us two buy calls and also shared his views on Nifty. In the current month, we have seen Nifty form a lower low for the first time since March 2020. On the weekly time frame, we can see that the index has moved below the 20-week simple moving average for the first time since June 2020. On the option open interest front, huge participation and open interest addition are seen at 14,500 calls. On the put side, open interest addition is seen at 13,550 strike. So going ahead, we can expect the broader range of the Nifty to be between 14,500 to 13,550. MACD plotted on the weekly time frame can be seen forming a bearish crossover and is moving towards the zero line, indicating the strong bullish trend has halted for the time being. The RSI is moving lower towards the 50 mark, which indicates the presence of bearish momentum. Going ahead, 14,190 will act as a make or break level. If prices break below this level, we might see the index move lower towards 14,000 followed by 13,658. On the upside, 14,630 is the level to watch out for. If the index manages to move above this level, we might see it move higher towards 14,930 to 15,000 and eventually towards 15,220. Here are two buy calls for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Apollo Hospitals is the first call, target price ₹3,820, stop loss is ₹2,980 and upside potential for this call is 18%. This stock on the weekly time frame can be seen moving out of a 9-week long consolidation. This breakout is backed by above average volume indicating participation as the prices move higher. On the daily time frame, we can see the stock moving between the upper Bollinger band and the 20-day simple moving average. The MACD plotted on the daily and weekly time frames can be seen moving higher indicating the presence of bullishness in the trend. The RSI placed above the 50 mark and moving higher indicates the presence of momentum in the bullish trend. Going ahead, the key resistance is placed at ₹3,425, followed by ₹3,599 and eventually towards ₹3,820. The key level to watch out for on the downside is ₹3,088, followed by ₹2,980. Looking at the price action and the technical parameters mentioned above, the analyst expects the prices to move higher towards ₹3,425, followed by ₹3,599 and eventually towards ₹3,820. If the prices manage to sustain below ₹3,088, we might see the stock move lower towards ₹2,980. One can buy the stock at the current levels and add on dips till ₹3,088 with a target of ₹3,425 followed by ₹3,820. And Jindal Steel and Power is the second call, target price ₹514, stop loss is ₹406 and upside potential for this call is 16%. Jindal Steel for the past couple of months has been forming a higher high, higher low pattern. On the weekly time frame, we can see the stock tested a fresh 52-week high of ₹436 on April 20th. This up move was backed by above average volume, indicating participation as the prices move higher. MACD plotted on the weekly and the daily time frame can be seen moving higher, indicating the presence of bullishness in the trend. RSI plotted on multiple time frames is placed above the 50 level and is moving higher, indicating the presence of momentum in the bullish trend. Going ahead, key resistance is placed at ₹465 followed by ₹514. The key level to watch out for on the downside is ₹410 to 406 followed by ₹384. The analyst expects the prices to move higher towards ₹465 followed by ₹514. Remember, the stocks mentioned here are not intraday trading ideas but more of positional plays. We advise you to check with your financial advisors before you initiate any position based on these recommendations. That's all for now. Do visit moneycontrol.com where you find lots of stock recommendations and investment tips as well. Thank you for listening.
Views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.